Tommy and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove.
5 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show, starting off with a bang. Usually we reserve this space for Pick a Lane, but we got some breaking news as the Packers zeroing in on hiring Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur. This according to Adam Schefter. Packers have officially began notifying other head coach candidates that they've interviewed that they're out and the team has made its choice. So let's just go around and get everybody's reaction. Gary Ellerson, your initial thoughts on the hiring of, it looks like, Matt LaFleur, who's the offensive coordinator, was the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I mean, I think it caught a lot of people by surprise. I don't know if he was my leading candidate. Now, we don't know if this is actually the truth yet, right? I mean, this is not a done deal, so I don't want to go out and report something that's not actually happened. They're saying this may happen, correct?
Yeah, Domoski, 49 seconds ago, tweeted, they're working on finalizing a deal. This also is expected to help keep Mike Pettin and the defensive staff intact, I'm told.
Which is a good deal. I mean, because that's what most Packer people fans wanted. Yep. Yeah, you wanted to keep Pettin there, so now you've got that. You know, he's very innovative. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's worked with a lot of young quarterbacks. I think he's worked with, what, was he with Cousins? RG3, I think.
RG3, yeah, let's go through that full list.
Cousins, RG, who else has he had? Somebody else. Obviously the one that he's had it with in Tennessee, but I thought he worked with somebody.
He was with McVay, and he's been with Shanahan.
Right. Who has he had as quarterbacks? RG3, Cousins.
Pull up that full list right now.
Forget who it is. But, I mean, I didn't see it coming. He wasn't my first choice, obviously. I like Campbell and Carmichael of New Orleans. So, we just have to see how
Matt
it shakes
Ryan.
Out. Huh?
Matt Ryan? He was quarterbacks coach in Atlanta.
That was the one.
He was with Notre
Kyle
Dame.
Shanahan.
Yeah. In 2014, I know he was at Notre Dame. He was the quarterbacks coach, the Falcons 2015 to 2016. Then he was the Rams offensive coordinator in 2017. And then, yeah, this year with the Titans. Also did play football at Western Michigan University, if that matters to anybody. Leroy, your initial thoughts on the hiring?
Well, I tried to tell people a long time ago, they ain't looking to make no splash. There ain't no splash. That's not even a ripple. They're not into that.
Ripple.
They're not into that. I mean, we've had fun on this show, as we always do, which is funny. Nick Saban, Josh McDaniels, they're not into that. They don't think like that. This was a perfect hire.
Well, right, because it's on the same lines of Mike McCarthy.
Thank you.
Sherman. I mean,
it's a stabilizer because it got a little unhinged.
Yeah.
After 100 years, you lost to Mitch Trubisky with a chance to go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And you fired your coach. And Joe Philbin came in, yada, yada, yada. And then you get shut out at home by Detroit. Okay? You need somebody who can stabilize a program that everybody likes. Not a lot of bad stuff out there about him. The players like him.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another one for you, Steve. It ain't none of this stuff that we got an okay by Aaron Rodgers. Okay? If that was the case, Adam Gase is your quarterback. He's your head coach. No, they're not doing – they don't think like that. I tried to –
And Steve, this dude's 39.
And Gary.
Yeah, he's young.
All these guys down there, when we had the old studio where it smelled like feet down there, and I'd be able to discuss it. They see things different from how other teams see it.
Yeah.
They really do. They're looking at results. They're looking at doing it the right way, not to please one or two people, but to please everybody.
I think
everybody could be not so much the fan base,
right,
and not so much Aaron Rodgers. It's just it could be the moment of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were looking for. They weren't looking to make a big splash and go overpay for people. But, again, history would judge how this – out in 3 or 4 years, because you got to wait to see how the contract is. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Gary and Leroy, I wanted to ask you guys a really quick question before I kick it over to Sparky. And it's like, okay, so they're going to keep Mike Pettin. And we just heard a couple of the younger players really sticking up for Pettin on those final player interviews.
Well, play better.
Jair Alexander and Kenny Clark, they're like, you know, I love available. Mike. You know, the younger guys. So they're still getting familiar with his system. Do you think that that plays a part, finding a head coach who agrees to kind of agree to this organized marriage? Do you think guys like McDaniels, like Gase, wanted to bring in their own staff? Do you think that that has...
That may have something to do with it. But again, I never want guys to make him keep somebody. Because it's going... When you're a head coach or you're a supervisor, you're a manager, and you have the opportunity to bring people with you, you have to allow them to do that. But if you come in and say, hey, man, listen, I got a great guy. He's a great program director. We're making a bunch of money. If you sit down with this guy, I think you'll see eye to eye. I think you'll – and then you make the decision.
Here's the thing. Rodgers went in on this.
Oh, man. Nobody talking about Rodgers. No.
I don't think so. They hired him and they interviewed him and hired
him.
They interviewed him and hired him.
There was no coming to Green Bay.
The real second interview.
Which they were supposed to be. Today they were supposed to convene and decide on the second interview.
And that's, we don't know, man. But right now it just feels like there was no coming to Green Bay. Let's hang out with Rodgers. Let's go. This is what folks talking about now, Roy.
But it was done
already. Not that they're talking about, but this is what will be talked about.
For sure.
Because that's what we talked about. Mm. Should Rodgers meet with the guy? And I think we all said... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sit down with him like Giannis.
I thought you did say that, Leroy.
I thought here's what you said.
Letting players pick coaches.
No. That's not what we're saying picking.
Yeah, I'm not.
Hear me out. Because I thought you did say, I wouldn't mind if he sat down like Giannis did. Giannis didn't make a decision.
That was just a dinner.
He didn't even get a dinner.
But we don't know that.
I know. We don't. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. He may not even got a dinner because.
I bet you got a wink.
Or a phone call. We don't know.
He got it. Come on, stop it. I wish y'all listen to me one of these days.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't need a coach to come in here that's bigger than Aaron Rodgers. And LaFleur is not that.
No, he's not.
Hey, I'll tell you right
now. I don't need Josh McDaniels coming in thinking, oh, I'm bigger than Aaron Rodgers. No. I don't need Nick Saban coming in thinking I'm bigger than Aaron Rodgers. This is just fine. It's just fine.
And now what should happen is he should hire his younger brother, Mike LaFleur, who's a passing game coordinator, wide receivers coach at San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't know about
you bring
that.
Him in here to be your offensive coordinator, make it a family affair.
No.
I'm telling you, you're putting these silos up now.
Ain't that what it's called?
And right away, you know, we're seeing people.
Let me bring up. I don't
start to suggest the fact that this is Peter Bukowski, who used to be with SI. Packers ultimately decided LaFleur wasn't just around for the success of Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. He was an integral part. At 39, this could be a long-term move for the Packers, for Rodgers, and beyond.
That's what I said.
Which is what Gary has been saying the whole time, that this is more than just Rodgers.
It is.
Do you guys compare this a little bit to the hiring of McCarthy years back? Because remember, the sexy name
feels
that year
like
was Sean Payton.
Yeah, it feels like
we were all like, Mike McCarthy, what? Yeah. And that ended up working out.
There were some big candidates available there.
There you go. This is a good one. Ian Rappaport said, the Packers hire of Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur is the first off the board, and I'm told Bucks offensive coordinator Todd Monken was the other really strong candidate here.
Thank you.
Rather than do second rounds, they moved quickly on LaFleur. Nobody had Todd Monken on their board either until over the weekend when they heard that they were interviewing him.
So what do you think changed? Because today was supposed to be, like I said, they got together and then they decided who was getting a second interview. So they're just
the panic of what we said. I want them to take their time and talk to a lot of guys. But sometimes guys grow on you from the outside sources of your committee. Your committee are telling you, this is the guy, this is the guy. Okay, let me get him in front of Gutekunst. What do you think? Okay, text this out to Aaron. Okay, boom, let's move this thing along. And you owe it to these other coaches to say that you got your guy, right? Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Right.
Those guys are going to tell their agent, hey, man, listen, my guys are out there, they're going to choose this guy. Now guess what's going to happen? I bet you see tomorrow, you see four or five head coaches' jobs fall. Boom, 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 boom. Everybody's waiting on Green Bay.
They're just falling off.
This week, you may fill up all of them, Steve. You never know.
I told you, Gary, before. I said if they really want Josh McDaniels, then I didn't like the dude. I'm just telling Gary.
Go ahead.
If they really wanted Josh McDaniels that bad, like everybody was saying they did, and you said that wasn't the case, and you were right. But if that was the case, then you can't let him leave.
Yeah.
Don't let him leave. Because if he's going to go to Cleveland and interview wherever else, don't let him leave.
Right.
And this is what happened. Right. They interviewed LaFleur. This is our guy. We don't need to go any farther. Let's just make the hire and go. Now, we don't know if Rodgers talked to LaFleur on the phone. We don't know if there was any connection whatsoever. Probably not, though.
This is what a lot of people are warning about because he does have that McVay kind of background.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle Shanahan with Atlanta.
Yeah, and this is what everybody's warning about is that, okay, now we get infatuated with these guys, offensive-minded, and we forget about the defense. Well, the Packers are actually covered because it appears they're going to keep Mike Patton. And so now you've got a defensive system that's already in play. And where these guys will be a year in learning from Patton, and they get to stay, and they get – and I think you hit the ground running there defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, can LaFleur then implement what he needs to implement and Rodgers get down with? Yeah, he's 39 years old. This is a future hire.
Greg Bedard, who was on with Chuck and Winkler earlier this morning.
That's my guy in Boston.
Said, I doubted the Packers would wait, and McDaniels wouldn't fit well with the Packers' current GM setup.
No.
He would have fit with Rodgers. LaFleur is the move you make with a strong general manager.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like the point that you guys bring up that he's going to be around for a while, just like my people over at Pelo Windows and Doors. They've been around forever, just making
it
great.
Ain't lying, honey. I think the thing about this time.
Hey, you want to talk about Matt LaFleur, here's the number. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's hear from you, Packer fans. Here's your time to react. There's already been a bunch of negativity on Twitter about the hire.
Well, they've already told you. Well, but Steve, who called it already that it was going to be negative? Is that Aaron Nagler or Ben Fennell? One of them already said that.
Nagler,
I think both of them, actually.
Yeah, they already tweeted that like 2 days ago. When this hire comes down, everybody's not going to like it.
But it's because of where the Titans were ranked offensively.
I think they were 25th
or whatever they were.
Mike McCarthy was the same in San Francisco.
Well, yeah, but it was a little bit different of a situation. He had a rookie quarterback.
But still.
But he's got
Mariota.
Right, who was hurt, and then they go into the playoffs
and they got
Mariota.
No receivers. Right. Basically, they were forced to run the football. And that's guys, I want to talk about a good friend, Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors. Leroy and I met her several occasions. She's a huge Wisconsin sports fan. We see her at most of Packer games. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process. And right now, they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payments until June 2020. They came over to my house on Monday. My good friend, Peter Scalish. We're going to put in a new door in my house, and it's actually going to be a sliding glass door. And they came in, and it was absolutely easy. We picked up all the coloring, we picked up all the molding. I mean, really, it took us maybe a half hour, 40 minutes just to figure out what all we could do and how we can do it. So it's a great process to go through. These guys are very knowledgeable. They know what they're doing. And from I speak of firsthand experience. Go to my good friends at Pella Windows and Doors. Well, I say you can look them at Leroy at WI. Go to PellaWI.com.
It's really, you go to Pella.com. But if you want to call them, because some people like using the phone, I'll give you the phone number, 262-783-6600. 262-783-6600. Again, just go to Pella.com. Tell them Leroy Butler and Gary Ellison sent you.
Matt LaFleur, the new Packers head coach. Your thoughts, 414-799-1250 when the Wendy's Big Show returns after this.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Try Wendy's new bacon maple chicken sandwich with juicy chicken, applewood smoked bacon, and maple glaze on a croissant bun. This sandwich is sweet, savory, and available all day. Anytime is a good time for breakfast flavors with the Bacon Maple Chicken Sandwich at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Wendy's Big Show rolling along here on a Monday afternoon, and some breaking news as the Green Bay Packers hire their next head coach, former Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur. And on the run, we've made a quick move here, getting D. Orlando Ledbetter. He's been with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us on short notice. Your initial thoughts on this hiring for the Green Bay Packers. Tell us a little bit more about LaFleur.
Yeah, Matt was with the Falcons in 2015-16. Very personable guy. He's going to be a good face for the franchise. He's got Notre Dame in the background too. He, he was the coordinator when the quarterback coach the year Matt Ryan was named the MVP and the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. I knew he was going to be a head coach. Everybody wanted the young. offensive mind. I didn't know it was going to start happening this soon for him. But, you know, we've seen the clock move up with the Sean McVay hiring on the ramp. I think it's going to be a good hire for the Green Bay Packers. He gets a good defensive guy and try to follow the Rams model with a young guy on offense, Wade Phillips, old guy on defense, and should be able to get the Packers moving back in the right direction.
Tell me why. What happened in Atlanta that he's no longer there, D?
He wasn't fired. He left with Shanahan when he left to go to the Rams. So
okay.
he's a mover and shaker. He wasn't terminated in any way, but he at that time they didn't think he was a candidate for the offensive coordinator position and went with Steve Sarkisian as the coordinator, who has since been fired.
As he should have been. That's horrible. I'm sorry. Personal take on Sarkisian. Can't stand the dude. Let's talk about LaFleur a little bit more. How was his relationship? Because, again, younger dude working with Matt Ryan and how that whole relationship worked. Because I think there are probably some Packer fans going, you know, how are him and Rodgers going to get down together considering he's 39?
Yeah, Matt was kind of the buffer that first year because, you know, they changed the system. They went from Eric Coryell under Cutter to the outside zone blocking system, had Matt running bootlegs and rollouts and being on the move, stuff he hadn't done, you know, just a shotgun guy before that. And, you know, there was some head bumping between Ryan and Shanahan, and Matt was kind of the middle person to smooth things out. And, you know, that relationship grew into a better place to where the next year Matt's the MVP and the Falcons are in the Super Bowl. So he's got people skills. He's very personable, going to be direct and forward with his people. And, I just think the big thing will be surrounding himself with a talented staff, which shouldn't be a problem in Green Bay.
According to reports by Rob Domofsky, Adam Schefter, and apparently everybody else covering the Green Bay Packers, they're set to hire Matt LaFleur, the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator, as their next head coach. We're being joined now by D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. LaFleur was in Atlanta for a couple of years, and D. Orlando telling us all about him.
Hey, I want to ask you about because here's the thing now that they're going to hire LaFleur, you got to turn your because you're right, he can find staff members for the offense. That's easy. You can find them anywhere, in the couch or the seat, love seat, don't matter. Defense is the problem here in Green Bay. Now, do you think they would do something like tell or indicate to him in the interview, as I heard, that maybe you should keep Pettit in place because he can do some good things and he knows the roster? Or do they say, listen, you can bring it, you can interview him, you need to go outside and get your own defensive coordinator to come in to do what you want him to do?
Well, yeah, I think he it's got to be somebody he trusts. You know, Leroy, how these coaches think. It's going, yep. He's going to go to his buddies and guys he's been with and he's had relationships with. There's no relationship with Pettin. unless they make him stay with him, I would think he'd go elsewhere. You know, there's a couple good candidates out there. Greg Schiano just left Ohio State, wants to get back in the NFL.
No.
I don't think he goes right back.
Don't
to
want him. No. No.
Old Falcons coach Mike Smith is out there who, didn't do so well in Tampa. But, yeah, there's some the talented defensive coordinators out there. I don't think the coordinator has been the problem with the Packers. It's been the draft and the players. Y'all haven't put that type of talent on that side of the ball that they were used to in the good old days when Leroy was out there.
You got a good point with that. You really do got a good point. Because that's what it's going to come down to. They got the 12th pick. You have LaFleur in place. Do you need a pass rusher? I'm sure he's going to want to look at the offensive line. They've had some problems there. I want to bring in the conversation of Aaron Rodgers. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a big part of this? Because he's a young guy, 39 years old. Aaron's 35. So, I mean, these guys going to have to make something work. I don't think it's as drama-filled as people think with Aaron Rodgers. But I think Aaron Rodgers may be concerned in the last 5 years of his deal. He wants to be able to get back to a Super Bowl, and you think Matt LaFleur can help him do that?
Yeah, I certainly do. He had some good mentors along the way, Leroy. Maybe the age thing is a plus, that they're, so close together, maybe they could relate to, you know, life and things and being in the same, you know, age bracket for the most part. So, you know, they should be able to, you know, Matt LaFleur is definitely going to communicate his vision to Aaron. And you know, hopefully, you know, they've already talked. And it was a big part of why he got the job is that they were able to come to an agreement on their vision for the offense and how it's going to, you know, move forward in that new regime.
D, thanks for joining us last minute, man. You have a good night.
All right, no problem. Gary, Sparky, and Leroy, take care.
Hey, we owe you, my brother. We owe you. We owe you.
Okay, no problem, Leroy. I'm working for you. Got to get you in the hall.
I appreciate it, my brother.
That was D. Orlando Ledbetter. You can find him at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Find him on Twitter at D. Orlando, capital L-E-D. Joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Have our intern, Mandela.
He's not an intern.
Have our intern, Mandela, to scaver.
We don't have an intern.
Matt, be quiet. Let me ask you a question.
Question now. I can't talk.
Mandela, don't make me call your girl. Told me when you're mean to me, you better let me.
I don't want Leroy calling my girl.
I do. She loved it. They met each other. She loved it. She got on the phone with her mama
I say, when
right
he's
away.
Mean to me, I'm going to call you. Can you look at Aaron Rodgers' timelines, please, and can we get an update if he's said anything about this, Mandela?
Oh, he's only tweeting out his ads, man.
Wouldn't
nowadays.
It be funny if he didn't know yet?
I just want to know.
He's only tweeting
Mandela,
out his
can you
fine.
Just watch it for me the
I'll
next,
what? I'll be monitoring it.
27 minutes or so.
We're on 12 watch.
He has to say something, right, Mandela? Yeah, he has to say something.
Something.
No. That he don't.
No.
He'll be like, check out my new ad, and then it'll be this like 30-second commercial. So That's what he does.
Wait, next
time you hear from him, it'll be in an interview.
Stop,
breaking
Steve,
news
Steve.
From Aaron Rodgers. Steve, he hasn't tweeted anything that wasn't an ad in like 4 months.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's go to Instagram.
Keep an eye on it.
All right, we'll get to that. 4-4-7-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9- Into the Wendy's Big Show, 5 o'clock hour, about 22 minutes left in the program. We'll be taking your phone calls, 414-799-1250. Matt LaFleur, officially, well, not officially yet, but named Packers head coach. It's been a busy year for him. 2015-2016, Kyle Shanahan's quarterback coach. 2017, Sean McVay's offensive coordinator. 2018, Mike Vrabel's offensive coordinator. And now, most likely, Packers head coach. Let's get out to the phone lines, talk to Alex, in West Allis. Alex, what are your thoughts on the hire?
Tongue twister.
Not too stoked about it. I was following kind of the Titans, this mm-hmm. year coming in because I had drafted Mariota in fantasy.
Why would you do that?
I remember them going on a 3-game touchdown drought. And so having an offensive coordinator that can get you into a drought like that is a little bit scary to me. That's not something that the Packers can really sustain, I don't think, this year, especially with our division kind of all neck and neck. We don't really have room to go into a 3-game drought of some sort.
What are you talking about, 3-game drought? What are you talking about?
He said
they didn't score a touchdown for three
games. Here's what I need for you to do, Alex. Is this Alex?
Yeah.
I need for you to go look at when he was in Atlanta. That's what you need to go look at.
But
I think – thanks for your phone call. I need you to go, Leroy. And I think what you need to do, though, also, if you want to judge his Titans career or however long he was there, you've got to judge it on what that offense looked like before he got there.
Not much different. My thing is the one thing that if you follow Matt LaFleur, he likes to run the football. It appears he's on board with using running backs and having them implemented into their offense.
Well, that's what he did in Atlanta. Atlanta is more of the offense that you're looking for. What's your boy named, Leroy? Running back. Yeah, your boy.
Yeah, the
Freeman.
Yeah, Freeman. And the other cat, Tevin.
Tevin Coleman.
Coleman.
Right.
That, and Ito Smith.
That's more. And if you look at that offense, that's what it's going to look like.
Okay, the other thing is you look at the Rams. I mean, him and McVay walk in there after Jeff Fisher about killed Todd Gurley and put Todd Gurley back on the map running the football.
Yes.
And got him going
Same thing.
Yes.
And then you get to Tennessee. He puts Derrick Henry on the map in Tennessee.
Well, that's all he had, though, in Tennessee. That's what I'm saying.
Let's even get into the Aaron Jones effect.
Yeah, but that's what he
just wants to say. If you're Aaron Jones, you should be happy, right?
No. It's going
to. Here you go.
It's going to look like.
You got to learn.
Go back and look at this. Look at the numbers.
Whiplash.
That's all he had to do in Tennessee. But I think if you look at the numbers in Atlanta, that's more the kind of quarterback, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
More kind of the offense, Julio Jones, Devontae Adams, the running backs.
That I was talked about Shanahan running that offense.
I understand, but that's under all that. He was in all that. That's what you're looking at.
Yeah,
even if you look at that, and you're right, you just talked about the Rams, that's what that looks like.
I've said before this all happened, I said, more than likely, I'm not going to like who they hire because I want Mike McCarthy back. I'm good with this.
You wanted who?
I wanted Mike McCarthy
more than the rest of these guys.
Okay?
I am too, Steve.
So, but what they could have hired, I was 100% against Josh McDaniels. Like, I would have been physically ill, I think, if they would have went that way. So I'm glad they didn't go that way. I like this hire. I'm good with it.
You like this hire bringing back the coordinators on the defensive side of the ball, too?
It's fine. Whatever. I don't care if he does or doesn't do it. That's up to him. If apparently, according to the one report I saw, when he went into the interview process, Gary, he brought in, because they ask you, who's your staff going to be? Or who do you want to bring in? Penton was one of his names as defensive coordinators on his list that he wanted to bring in.
Perfect.
Now, I don't know if they've talked to Penton yet to see if he's going to stay or not. I guess we'll find that out once we get to a point of having a press conference. But I like this hire. Young, innovative guy, come from two good young coaches in front of him in Shanahan and McVay. He's learned two different ways about going about being successful on offense. And as long as the defense can do their job and he doesn't have to be a part of that, everything will be fine, I think, at the end of the day.
Also, I like the fact he's not really a household name yet. I think that's actually beneficial. You know what I mean? With Josh McDaniels.
The splash.
There's plenty of egos already in that locker room. You don't need your head coach to have the biggest one.
They're looking for results. And I know people who like these name brand stuff all the time. I know y'all like all that.
Hey,
man, what's wrong with the other guy does the same thing. We'll get you the same results. I think they did the right thing because they got somebody that Aaron Rodgers can understand what's going on. Okay, the guy's 4 years older than Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be just like me and Gary if we work together. Or you and, you know.
Yeah, because I'm 4 years older than you, aren't I?
Something like that. But I look, you know. But
no,
it'd just be like
look,
Mandela.
Than me.
Mandela and Horvath, y'all got together. Y'all can make something work if you understand and respect each other.
Right.
You don't need some guy to come in and be a big dictatorship.
Yeah.
You know, just tearing everything apart, starting over. Next thing you know, 5 years have gone, you haven't won nothing. But this is a great opportunity for him to get in, understand what Aaron wants to do, understands that what Steve said, running the football, you got two running backs, you can do that. Now you got to build that offensive line up. The offensive line is going to hold you back. The whole right side needs to be done, start over, and see that. That's your 12th pick. He may go in and say, man, I want a receiver. I don't know. I want to put up points like Atlanta did. They just put up points. Or you may say, man, I need a Derrick Henry on another big running back, but you got two backs. Hey, I'm just telling you what I want. Well, I want a big right tackle by 6'6", you know, 315, 20 pounds, like David Bakhtiari.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to him again for being all pro and not Pro Bowl, which is silly.
Makes no sense.
You got to get these bookends right. If you're going to give your quarterback $130 million, you got to protect him.
See, I know I'm in the minority here, but I keep telling people that I don't think this is. Well, you're right. Well, I'm Slovenian, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But I keep telling everybody I don't think this is a 2 to 3 year rebuild, but like Sparky keeps saying, there's just too many holes in this team where you could turn around. Does this hiring, Gary, does this do anything for you that makes you think maybe you could compete next year? Or is this still a 2 to 3 year
process? I think it's 2020.
That's the date you're circling?
That's what I'm looking for. They got
2020.
They got too many. What year are we in right now?
2019.
Yeah, 2020. They got too many
Happy
holes.
New Year, by the way, Leroy.
Oh, thank you. No, you can't do that after the
I don't think they can do it all in one. Now, they can if he hits. That'd be Brian Gutekunst. If he hits, he's got to hit a Pro Bowl on the offensive side and a Pro Bowl on the defensive side. If he can do that, he hits. If Rodgers is back to being Rodgers, they can be back in the mix. But I think they're full throttle in 2020.
Up against
no,
a break.
Ain't no 2020.
Let's get a quick
phone
call in. Let's go to Mike in Franklin real quick. Mike, what's up, man? What do you like? What do you think about the hire?
I like the hire. Sexy names don't necessarily get you results.
Thank you.
Was Mike Holmgren the sexy name?
Nope.
Won you the Super Bowl?
Sure wasn't.
Was McCarthy a sexy name?
No, sure wasn't.
Won you the Super Bowl.
Mike Holmgren really wasn't either.
He said.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. People and Twitterers need to calm down a little bit and just let the Packers staff do their job. So I like the name. He's a young guy. Like you guys said, it's going to be a project. He's going to have to, you know, get along with Aaron Rodgers, but I like the hire. Let's just give the guy a chance. Let's not slate him before you can get to your guys. Thanks.
Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, because he's going to get a chance to bring in his philosophy. So, I mean, the guy's already calling players. I mean, players are texting and calling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that gets started right away. But, again, I got Mandela. We're on an Aaron Rodgers watch until 6 o'clock. And we must have to talk about this. I wish we had more time to get into it. But he has to say, yes, as soon as they went in that direction, they text me or call me and say it's going to be LaFleur. So when you go on up one of these national shows, and they ask you this question, you know everybody's going to go drama-free. Did they ask you for your permission? Did you go to the dinner? Were you in the interview? No, listen, I'm just a football player, guys. I need to get my team back to the Super Bowl. I'm at the Super Bowl right now because I'm assuming he'll go there. And just say, I'm ready to get to work. And enough of that. That was 2018. I'm ready to move on. But if he stands there and says what Gary and Sparky said, that opens up for the next question to be, well, why didn't they call you?
But Leroy, either way, I'm okay with it.
I know, but
I mean, even if they
got to put the fire out.
Even if they called him and said, "Hey, this is what we did," I'm fine. Yeah. Even if they didn't, I'm fine.
But he has to say he's fine.
I think he had to say he's fine with it.
Right. Say I'm fine with it either way. But I'm fine. I'm ready to play.
Here's my thing: if they didn't call him. That put his ass on notice.
That we're just doing our thing. It ain't about you. It's about the organization.
Yeah, all this stuff that you did, like you're going to take over the team, all that. Because if they don't call him, that's what that means. You're going to do what we ask you.
Now, because people are going to ask him, Steve,
it's up to him if he wants to be honest or not. If they called him and told him, then good, too. That means they did their due diligence. Either way, Steve, what you think about either one of those?
I'd prefer that they actually told him.
Okay.
I don't want this
before
to be hostile.
Before or after?
Before. I don't want this to be any more hostile than this has to be going forward. I really don't. We don't need to draw a line in the sand between him and the GM. Because then what you're setting up is Brett Favre, here we go again.
Yeah. You're right.
You're setting up for the showdown again.
Yes.
And we're going to go down the same path again.
But here's why you won't go down the same path.
Because if they do this, if they didn't tell him, they draw the line in the sand, and Rodgers had enough, are we going to trade 12 now in 3 years? And we're going to go through this all
over
again?
Here's why you won't go down the same path. Because Aaron Rodgers wants his money.
Yeah, but he can want his money somewhere else.
Yeah, but it'll be under our.
He could be like, trade
it'll
me.
It'll be under the Packers' discretion to figure out what to do.
Well, that's what the Packers did with Favre, trading him to the Jets.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah.
Just tell him. I hope they told him. God, I hope they told him.
I'm okay.
The drama that's going to ensue if they didn't tell him.
Either way, I'm okay with it.
Oh, man.
I just don't like that, Steve. I'm a big McCarthy guy.
I know.
I don't like the way he treated Mike McCarthy.
I agree.
I'm just telling that straight up. I don't like that.
Matt LaFleur, reportedly the new Packers head coach. More of your reaction when the Wendy's Big Show returns for the final segment after this. Wendy's Big Show. Welcome back to the final segment here on a Monday afternoon. Ryan Horvath along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer,
former
Packer and Badger, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, and not quite official yet, but the Packers looking like they're going to hire Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur.
It better be official, all the stuff we're doing right now.
I was going to say, Schefter had it, Ian Rappaport had it, Jay Glazer's talking about it now. It looks like it is official. We could take your reaction we got like 2 minutes here, 414-799-1250. Kobe, you've been waiting the longest in Jackson. What's up, Kobe?
Hey.
What's up, man?
On air?
Yeah,
man, you're on the air.
What are your thoughts?
What are you calling for, man?
Hey. No, don't worry. I'm on my way to the Bucks game with my little girl, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been a Packers fan for a long time, but I'm probably going to give it a little break. Just a little bit, just to watch the games, because I'm hoping this guy is not, this guy can coach Aaron Rodgers. Now, when Aaron Rodgers came along into this league, he was like an angel. And you remember all the stuff that happened to Brett Favre? He has to reflect and remember. because he's probably going down the same line. You know, he's become, for lack of a better term, arrogant, and I don't think it's fair to the coaches. I love Mike McCarthy, but the way he did him, that was wrong. For him to be calling plays on his own and deflecting Mike McCarthy's plays, that was wrong.
Yeah, I agree. It was totally wrong. Hey, we gotta let you run. Call me after the Bucks game on the post game show. Here's a quote from Matt LaFleur before the 2018 season. Gary, tell me what you think of this one. Quote, "It is extremely difficult to dink and dunk all the way down the field," LaFleur said. "The defenses are just too good. If you look at it statistically, the teams that are getting the chunk plays, the explosive plays, those are the teams that are going to produce more yards, more points."
Aaron Rodgers.
You're giving him a big hug and a kiss, aren't you?
Yeah, but Steve, all I'm asking you to do is go back and look at Atlanta when he was in Atlanta. I know he wasn't the offensive coordinator, but he came up with that game plan in conjunction with the offensive coordinator. If you look at Campbell, if you look at Freeman, look at how many times they caught the ball out of the backfield, look at distribution to the tight ends and those types of things, you'll know what you'll be getting in Green Bay.
But the head coach and the tights want him to run the ball, though.
Right. So, but that's what you had to do.
Right. You got a first-year
head
coach.
That's what I like about him.
Can you please
run the
ball?
He adjusted to what he had.
Right.
And that's what you like about it.
We need you to run Derrick Henry.
Right. That's all we got.
Yeah. We'll do some play action, go down the field, but can you
right.
please
and Mary, it and listen, Mariota ain't Matt Ryan.
No, I agree. No. Dan Orlovsky, former
say?
NFL quarterback who does a lot of analyst work now. Congrats to LaFleur. I've known the dude for 10-plus years now, played for him twice. I love the hiring. Dude's very bright, very creative, knows how to attack defenses, has had great teaching. And the biggest thing, he's going to coach the heck out of 12 and challenge him in capital letters daily.
That's what you want.
That's what Orlovsky says.
That's what you want.
But Aaron Rodgers is looking for – I mean, y'all got to understand something.
Something.
Aaron Rodgers, 35 years old, grown man, okay? He ain't coming to try to invent the wheel, okay?
Who ain't?
So, LaFleur. Okay, so LaFleur, I want me a championship, LaFleur. I can teach you a few things, too. So don't come in here trying to, you know – like you're going to redistribute all my throwing angles and you want my feet turned inside 47 degrees to the left. You don't have to do that. I'm ready to go. Just tell me what to do, cuz.
Leroy, they
and don't come in here and try to reinvent.
D was right. When they went in with Matt Ryan, I remember this happening with Matt Ryan.
I don't need that.
Matt Ryan was upset, and they'd run anyway, Leroy.
Yeah.
They run all these boot action, all that kind of stuff, because Matt Ryan's just stature. He's mobile. Matt Ryan had the best career he ever had, cuz, doing that offense, man. Come on, cuz.
Okay, well,
so they're going to challenge, like Stevie say.
But I don't even need that rhetoric out there. Just say Aaron Rodgers is excited, ready to get to work.
What are you doing? Can you stop?
No, I'm just saying, y'all trying to create all this
manufactured stuff anybody
Maybe
I know.
Really ain't manufactured.
You create most stuff that anybody don't even try.
Now all of a sudden,
you're on this. Let's pet Aaron Rodgers kick right now. 2 weeks ago, you let him have it.
I'm going to let him have it now.
Now you're trying to pet him like a little puppy.
I'm going to let him have
it
now.
You need to stop.
You let him have it when they told to have it. Not manufacturing like y'all doing. Y'all need to stop it, you media people.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wendy's Big Show today. The guys will be back tomorrow, 2 to 6, right here on the Fan. Special thanks to our guy, D. Orlando Ledbetter, joining us last minute. John McNamara. Jim Callis.
Hey, are Tim and Billy taking Packer calls next for the next hour?
Tim and Billy and the hot stove.
No, I don't think Tim.
The stove.
Tim doesn't want to talk about the Packers.
It's heating up.
No. Not with Keon Broxton stuff out there. The Madison
Bumgarner.
They ain't got time for no Packers. But stay tuned to see, though.
Definitely keep it here. Hot Stove Weekly with the franchise Tim Allen, Bill Baby Tao Schmidt coming up.
He won't talk about the Cowboys going to the next round.
Do you want Madison Bumgarner? Whole lot to talk about. Packers unofficially named their next head coach and Matt LaFleur. For Ryan Horvath, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Roy Butler. Gary Ellerson, enjoy your night. Go Clemson.
All right, talk to you later.